are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. We got a lot going on here. Coming up in about 15 or so, 10, 15 minutes, we're going to check in with my wife, Lindsay, if she'll pick up the phone. There's something that I don't want her to do. I just think as her husband, I should have been informed about this before she decided to do it. And I normally don't feel that way. I don't think I'm a controlling husband, but the accusations are being thrown out there. That's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, got a really cool boyfriend, at least so we thought till we're hearing some of the details. We call him Jewel Daddy.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them give me a jewel.
Take it easy there. Take it easy. Okay, now, Liv the Web Girl, so from what we've heard, Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, wants you to do something or is talking about doing something, and you're not necessarily comfortable with it.
No.
So what is this?
Okay, so he wants me to move in with him.
Ooh!
When my lease is up in September, but he moved into his house now, which he lives with three boys, like three grown men. And I'm like, I want to move in with him. We both want to move in with each other and we both want to live with each other. But I'm like, I want to live with you and your dog. I don't necessarily want to have three grown men as roommates.
Men.
And he just really wants me to. And we kind of like can't agree on it because he's not ready to sell his house. And his roommates right now pay his mortgage. And so he's like, I like having roommates. It makes sense for me financially. And I'm also not ready to sell this house because it's not in the shape I want it to be in when I sell it. Because I know if I fix some things, I can get way more money for it.
Now, what are you uncomfortable with in particular? What are the things that are bothering you with the roommates?
Like, I wouldn't feel like it's my own space. I would feel like I was living in their space.
Yeah, what would they feel that way? Do they want you moving in as a fifth person?
See, and that's another thing. Like, I don't know, but he's kind of like, well, it's my house, like whatever. And so he has one roommate that might be moving out because he might be like moving back to his hometown, or he's just like kind of like ready to like have his own space, which totally get it. Like, I mean, he's like 27, so that makes sense. And so he's like, well, then it would just be two guys and you. So it'd be a lot more space. And
would you be required to contribute to the rent?
So if it was
mortgage or whatever,
if it was me and my boyfriend and his two roommates, then yes, I would. But I would still be paying way less than I am for my apartment.
Okay. And if you moved in with the other guy still living there as a fifth person, would you have to pay anything?
If I lived there as a fifth person, I would just split utilities.
Oh my gosh.
I would be pissed. There's two things. Number one, I agree with you. I would say, hell no. I'm not moving in with a boyfriend and all his guy roommates.
All right,
absolutely
hold on. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear more of this, Alex. 833-563-2539. Would you move in or would you not move in? What's your other point, Alex?
So I would say, no, I agree with Liv. The guy's got to go. You guys need to find your own house. And two, if I were the roommates in this situation, I would be freaking pissed if you moved in and you didn't have to pay the rent.
I would agree on that part. I had my buddy who, really good, he's one of my groomsmen, Brandon, his girl moved in towards the end of our thing. I'm like, whoa, is she paying? Did my rent just go down? Because this is great, because she's using up our stuff.
Yeah.
Right, so I would be paying utilities as in, like,
I'd want you to split rent because I'd be like, you're sharing the space.
But I don't have my own room.
It doesn't matter. You're living under that
roof. It would be less, but you'd still have to contribute something, $200 or something.
Right.
Well, that's what I would say.
You have access to all the amenities, like the couch and the TV.
Right. I would, yeah. So then that's why I would help being paying like cable and like all of electric, all of that. So I get that. But like my main thing is that like what he's saying makes sense because he says, you know, if we buy a house together, I don't want to be crunched for time, have a lease weighing over our head to where it's like we rush through finding the perfect house that we would want, like the right location, right size, right price, everything like that. So he doesn't want to rush it. And if it's like, if I'm like, well, my lease is ending in like 1 month, like we got to find something quick. Like he doesn't want that. So it's like if I just moved into his house now, then we wouldn't have to worry about that. And I don't want him to sell his house as is right now, because I do think like he needs to fix some things around the house in order to get as much money as he can get for it.
Lauren, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think? Is Liv making a bad choice here by feeling uncomfortable? Should she just move in there and be the fifth roommate?
Oh, absolutely not. She is a grown woman. They're in a relationship. They want to be by themselves. But my thing is, I get that he wants to get more for his house. So if his mortgage is already paid for by his roommate, then why doesn't he just rent the house out to them and then they can find something else until he fixes up the house?
That's a good idea.
Somebody else, yeah, but like, I don't know if he's ready to take on the like financial responsibility of, because if anything happens to that house, which like it's an older house, he has to like pay for to fix all of that. So I don't know if he like wants to still have that whole financial responsibility and also still buy a new house.
And that's a good point. Thank you for the call, 833-JOE-ALEX. My only thing I could see as, like, if I was a woman to be afraid of, I'd be like, oh, God, there's three other guys that might see me accidentally naked or something like that. That's the only thing I could think of that would be, like, not moving in.
No.
Because, like, you coming out of the shower or something, there could be something awkward, or you might see a ding-dong or something.
That's not even what I'm thinking about. No. Only you would think about stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, like, he has, like, a master bathroom, a master bedroom. Like,
what's the problem?
I'm thinking of, okay, here's my thing.
This makes no sense.
If I'm thinking about, if I had a boyfriend and I was going to move in with him, but he had roommates and I was debating on whether or not I should, I would be thinking of, number one, the girls going in and out of the house. That would absolutely gross me out
friends.
And make me uncomfortable.
No, like,
I wouldn't like that.
That does not bother
decorate,
me
decorate, just like in general, living with guys, just the way they live, decorating, cleanliness, all that, that grosses me out. I don't want to deal with that. Like, there's multiple things.
But this is temporary. Now, listen, it's not like they're married, Alex. Like, they'd be married and having roommates. I can see it. They're boyfriend, girlfriend. They're not even fiancés or anything yet. Hold on. Nicole's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say, Nicole?
Hey, so I feel like if, you know, Liv's boyfriend is not ready to have his friends, like his roommates, move out, I don't feel like he's, you know, financially ready to take on the responsibility of paying his own bills. I mean, why else would he not take that step and have them be like, hey, guys, you know, I'm ready to take my relationship to the next step, you know.
Right.
Can I have my house? Can I, you know, I want my girlfriend to move in with me.
Maybe he doesn't think Liv's the girl to go to the next level with.
Okay.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe he doesn't feel that commitment.
No, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. I think it's like he's ready to pay his own bills, but at the same time, he has a 4-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big house. So when he bought it, he had it in mind of having roommates to help it because, like, it was a good financial situation. He's a realtor, so he was easy for him to buy, easy to, like, negotiate things like that because, like, he knows all the ins and outs of that. And also, as a realtor, it's good to own your own property. So he knew that. So it's like, if he was buying
it's a great pro for him. But at the same time, like, I feel like when it was mentioned before, like, if he had brought it up to his roommates about you moving in, like, was that question just, like, completely avoided on his end, or was it just not, like, answered properly? Like, how did he react to that when, like, you asked, you know, would your roommates be willing to move out? Like, I get, like, you know, having that extra money and, you know, splitting it these, you know, this 4-way.
Right.
But, I also feel like he's a grown man, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. But he, at the same time, like, he is saying, like, I mean, I wouldn't want them to move out until, like, I sell the house.
Yeah, if I was those guys, like, you were on my crap list, Liv, like, oh, I don't like Jewel Daddy's girlfriend. She just got me kicked out of my place.
And here's the thing. I'm not trying to get them kicked out. That's why I'm kind of
so,
like,
you don't like any of your boyfriend's friends?
I love his roommates. They're so sweet. They're so nice.
Hot.
Really?
Yeah, Jake.
Hook it up. Jake the Snake, I hear.
And so I'm like, maybe we should just hold off and wait. But then he just gets frustrated because my apartment is kind of like a money pit. I hate my apartment. He knows how much I hate it. I spend so much time at his house. And he's like, you're wasting all that money. And you could be saving that
money.
Why
does it have to be him that you move in with? Why don't you get a girlfriend to move in with? Like Whitney, your friend, you're always eating avocado toast at her house.
Yes.
Yeah, never invite us.
I've thought about that. But like, she doesn't want to leave her apartment. So like, we would be sharing a 1-bedroom. Like, I would be sleeping
well,
in bed
yeah,
with her
no,
every night.
I would not want to do that.
Yeah.
You and Jewel Daddy can move in with me. You said my apartment was nice yesterday.
There's zero furniture in your apartment.
Oh my God, I knew it. No, there
this
is.
This has been a theory I've had about Pork Chop from the moment I met him.
Missy. She walked in the front door and that was it.
I just figured you literally had like...
in your other room and
yeah, there was a huge
room.
Sofa. There was a TV. There's two coffee tables.
Hold on. Maybe I didn't see that.
I knew you didn't,
We will revisit this at another time.
There's no revisiting. I've got furniture.
No, he has one fork, one napkin.
Hold on.
We will revisit this because it's agitating.
Spotless. His place was spotless.
Okay, well that's good. We're just used to having producers that don't have furniture.
Well,
so.
I've got plenty of nice furniture, like new furniture too.
All right, calm down.
Maybe you can, if you do end up moving in with all those guys, you can be like live the slave girl, and then she just like massages their feet and all this stuff instead of having to pay rent.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.